I did not have snow on my Ash Wednesday bingo card. Ash Wednesday is really the ultimate equalizer for all of us. In case I come here today high and mighty, just high on life, thriving, or if I'm down in the doldrums, if I'm the worst sinner, if I'm somehow mixed in between everything, lost and confused, Ash Wednesday is the ultimate equalizer, that all of us are on the same plane. We're going to stream forward here at Mass, and I'm going to put dirt on your head. And I'm going to tell you that you should remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. A reminder of your own mortality, that your days here on earth are numbered, and none of us gets to escape that. If Mother Teresa walks in, if Taylor Swift walks in, if Patrick Mahomes walks in, I'm going to put ashes on their forehead and remind them, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. It's the ultimate equalizer. And the church gives us Ash Wednesday at the beginning of this Lenten season, 40 days. 40 days to intentionally prepare our hearts for what comes at the end. Good Friday, when Jesus goes to the cross out of love for you and me. But even more so, his resurrection on Easter Sunday. That Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, and death cannot hold him. And he is so powerful, and he comes to us out of love every single day, desiring our own hearts. 40 days to enter into this season, to prepare a place for God to dwell in my life. You know, we take the 40 days from the 40 years that the Israelites were wandering through the desert, out of Egypt, out of a place of slavery, and into the land that God has promised, a place of freedom, a place of rest, a place of security. Google map it. It doesn't take 40 years to walk that far. It takes about 11 days. So why 40 years? 40 years because this people had grown to follow other gods, to worship false idols, to worship themselves, to go over to things that weren't the one true God. And they're all disparate. They're all divided. And so over time, God has to walk with his people. It's like, I'm bringing you to freedom. And time and again, they fall, they stumble, they turn back to their old slavery, their old gods. And God never gives up on them. He never quits on them. He never fires them. He never puts them on the bench. He says, you are my people, and I am your God. I am committed to you. Will you return to me? Like we heard in the prophet Joel from today's first reading, return to me with your whole heart. And that's the posture of a Christian at the beginning of Lent, that wherever I've been, today is a day of humility to realize I can't do this on my own. And so we begin this 40-day journey. Lent, it's a penitential time, but it's not a sad time. You're called to be a saint, and saints aren't sad. Saints aren't confused. Saints know where they're going, where they're headed, and how they're going to lean on the Lord in the midst of it. So yeah, I'm going to take on intentional practices, prayer and fasting and almsgiving. I'm going to do a certain thing, or I'm going to give up a certain thing. Not so that I can prove to myself how awesome I am. I know you guys are kind of awesome. You don't need to prove that to yourself or prove it to God. I take on these practices so that by the end of Lent, I've sort of cleared a space. Something's been removed, some obstacle, so that I can trust in the Lord more. So I can believe in him more firmly. So I can love myself better. I can love my neighbor better. The question has to be, how will my practices this Lent allow me to receive the love of God more? Your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Now, this should be a time that I incorporate silence into my day. This is a time where I intentionally start reading the scriptures. This is a time where I might pick up a holy book, a spiritual reading, some way to create a space so that the Lord can dwell, so that when you come back to Mass on Easter Sunday, your heart's more ready to rejoice. That I'm not caught up in this thing or that thing and all the distractions of life, but I get to rejoice because Jesus Christ is Lord, not just of the world, but he's the Lord of my life. And I don't want to be in charge anymore. I want to give that to him. You're going to stream forward and receive ashes. And it's sort of a funny dichotomy. It's like the ashes are so unimportant compared to the Eucharist that you'll be fed with. It's like the ashes mean nothing. It's an external sign, yes. I'm going to trace the sign of the cross on your forehead. It's like you belong to Jesus who goes to the cross, but we're going to feed you with the body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's the more important factor in today's Mass. The ashes are just, I don't even, is it icing on the cake? I guess. I mean, that seems weird to say, but why we come here is because I want to surrender to the Lord who feeds us, who nourishes us, who doesn't give up on us. Yes, I stumble. Yes, I fall. Yes, I go back to these old idols, these old things, these old distractions. And yet God is so committed to you. St. Paul gives us this encouragement, and this is the last thing. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You're not too far gone from the Lord. Today is a new day. Tomorrow's not here yet. Yesterday is gone. How am I to make a response to the Lord with my whole heart? Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.